This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is time for the spillover. Just myself, Jake Sorensen, and Steve Sipple for this one. Raph and AD are out today. I think Raph's in Alabama. AD is in, I think, St. Louis.
St. Louis.
I think AD is back tomorrow, however, so we'll have him in studio with us. But, okay, we did address the NBA draft earlier, and you were upset with my take on it that I didn't really know anybody. I'm looking right
no,
now.
No, I was just upset sort of with your lack of enthusiasm and almost mocking tone about it.
Well, I'm looking at, now again, I am not an NBA expert or insider.
No, you know, you're an anti-NBA person. Just say it like it is, Jake.
Semi-anti-NBA. Semi. Okay. I'm looking at the top 10 picks.
Just be real with us, please.
The top 10 picks.
Okay.
I had heard of maybe three of the players.
Okay.
Three. I had not heard of Reed Sheppard. I didn't know that from Kentucky. I didn't know him.
I really didn't either. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't know the top three picks of Zachary Richer from France. Alex
I think
Sarr,
it's Richer.
Okay. Alex Sarr. I didn't know Reed Sheppard from Kentucky. That's my fault, I guess.
Alex Sarr. You didn't know the second pick.
Did not know Alex Sarr from
Frenchman.
France. Did not know him. Power forward. Reed Sheppard, didn't know him. Stephon Castle, yeah, I heard of him from UConn.
Remember him in the national title game.
I do.
Do you remember him in the
I
national
did. He was
title.
Great. Ron Holland II, never heard of him. Went fifth overall to the Pistons. Tijane Salon from France. There was three French players in the top six of the draft. Never heard of him. Donovan Klingon, yes, UConn. We've heard of Donovan. He's a very good big man there.
Headed to Portland.
Rob Dillingham, never heard of him from Kentucky.
Come on. Now, Dillingham, you should have known.
I didn't watch a lot of Kentucky basketball.
I mean, you'd say to me, well, why would you know Dillingham and not
Reed Sheppard,
right,
who went third overall.
Because I hear Alex and Dominic grandsons talk about Dillingham.
Okay. Number nine, of course, Zach Edey. Yes, we know Zach Edey well. And 10, I did not know Cody Williams at Colorado.
I didn't either.
So we're going with two players in the top 10 I'd heard of.
Now,
that's part user error, not following the draft, not following international basketball. But it's also the fact you don't have, I mean, people have been saying this is not a very good draft. That's been the talk, but this is a very uninteresting, uninspiring draft.
I would say maybe uninspiring, not uninteresting, because I'm really interested in Edey, and I'm really interested in Dalton Connect. I'm really interested in Khalil Ware, the 15th pick by Miami, the Indiana center.
That's my team.
Right. So they
I'm not happy with that.
No, I wouldn't be either. Unless he just wasn't enjoying himself in Indiana. He was a bad body language guy. Now, he averaged, I'm going to say, 15.9 points and 10 rebounds. He had good numbers. I looked him up last night. I think if you looked him up, you'd see that's about exactly on. 16 points, 10 rebounds. That's good numbers. And he's long seven footer, and is very skilled.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
But he just didn't seem very into it.
So what I struggle with him is that he was coached by an NBA coach. Mike Woodson is an NBA coach. He was successful with the Hawks and Knicks. Now he's obviously in college. And I don't think it went well in Indiana for where. Again, 15th
like
overall
it.
Pick. Very
talented. Like
he's a freak athlete. We know he's a good athlete.
He's a really good athlete. You're
in
right.
Miami, you've got a culture there. You know, Eric Spoelstra, they develop very well. They develop players
so they
extremely well. So if he's got an attitude problem,
they'll whip him into shape.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Then the picture looks really good because of what we've established. he is a great athlete. He's got great skill, basketball skill. They probably look at him and say, we'll take him to another level. Connect is an interesting story. The 17th pick.
To the Lakers.
Yeah.
Connect, like that pick.
Yeah. Connect will be a good, very good NBA player because his offensive arsenal is so good. I'm not a Tennessee basketball fan. I didn't watch Connect that much, but I watched him enough to know, wow, he is aggressive on the offensive end, and he has a wide array of skills. He can go tomahawk dunk it. He can shoot threes. Look at his 3-point percentage.
Oh, he's a stud.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
His 3-point percentage I think it's like 38-39%. Again, double check it out there, but I looked at it last night. He can shoot the three. He can shoot the mid-range, and he can get to the rim. That's a great pick for the Lakers.
We will have the second round today. Usually it's both rounds, same night. They're trying to follow the NFL's example for viewership. We got the first round last night, second round tonight. So, also, before we get out of here, some Husker news. I already told you earlier that Dawson Merritt committed to Alabama over Nebraska.
Potential
good news for Nebraska. We mentioned a couple days ago that Brian Tapu committed to Oregon State. As of last night, he decommitted from Oregon State.
Oh, really?
He was thought to be a Nebraska lean before his commitment
heavy
to
lean.
The Beavers. As of 9 hours ago, he officially decommitted from Oregon State. We will see if Nebraska comes into play.
You know what would be nice?
His commitment.
You know what would be nice, Jake? Sorry to interrupt you. That if Tapu would enter our realm, that would also mean Tony Finotti reenters our realm because he coaches Tapu. I'd love to see. I like it personally because I'd call up Tonyu and be able to reconnect with him.
Him on the show.
We could get Finotti on the show. I don't know how media oriented he is. He was never very media oriented as a player. But all time, I mean, you know this.
Pancake man.
One of the all time best Nebraska offensive linemen. And that's saying something. Finotti and Dom Raiola together. How about that? How about that?
Glory days. Back in the good old days. So again, Brian Tapu announces decommitted from Oregon State after committing a couple days ago. We'll see if Nebraska is the team he ends up with, but we will follow that today and tomorrow. We'll give you an update when we hear more on that. That is it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.